Folks, we want to welcome each and every one of you to the Sambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Beryl Gordon from Austin, Texas. We have this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. Guys, this is the best way to start your week off in Ambit Energy. You get some really valuable information, you get some inspiration, you get to reconnect with your why, and then you get a good week of building your Ambit Energy business. Want to let you know that Brian McClure is not going to be on the call tonight. He is traveling right now. And because of delays and scheduling and what have you, he's not able to be on the call. But, of course, when he's not on the call, he does his best to get us somebody to replace him, and he's done an excellent job here again this week. Last week, you heard from this lady on the call, and I got compliments and acknowledgments that I did indeed pass on to her about how wonderful she did. She's back on the call tonight. Please welcome the 2011 winner of the Thompson Leadership Award, Executive Consultant Marion Wartho.
Hey, Bear, how are you?
I am glad to have you on the call. How are you doing?
Doing great. Hey, I'm really excited that I get to be on the call again tonight. So sorry, obviously, that Brian's not on the call. But one of the things I got real present to over the last couple of days, couple of weeks, is the opportunity to be around people of extraordinary caliber in this business. I've been fortunate enough to be under the mentorship of some extraordinary people, Brian McClure being one of them. But another person that I've really gotten to know well in this business and worked with fondly is executive consultant Joey and Nora Carter. And a lot of you know who Joey and Nora is, and a lot of you don't know who they are. And I would say that Joey is somebody who I think without Joey and his expertise and his history and his relationship with our CEO, Jerry Thompson Jr., we all would not be on this conference call, and we all wouldn't have this extraordinary opportunity because of the groundwork that he had laid from the very get-go and the advice that he had extended to Jerry Thompson. So I'm going to actually introduce Joey to the call and introduce you to him. And what I want to say about Joey is though he's got tons and tons of experience and expertise in the industry, and he brings a wealth of knowledge and with him, he really humbled himself in this business and been a true learner of the system, and he's been extraordinary to work with. And he and Nora have a heart of gold and lead this business with a servant's heart. And I just want to introduce you to Joey Carter, and I'm going to let Joey tell you a little bit about how he came to know Jerry and how he came to know Ambit Energy. Joey, you there?
I'm here, Mary. Thank you, and I want to thank you and Bear always for being the official host of Brian's call, and for Mary and Richard Omwetho, anytime that Nora and I get to partner with them, and again, congratulate them on receiving the Jerry Thompson Senior Leadership Award for what they're doing to advance Ambit, to grow their business, and to help grow the teams that are around them, including our team. It is an honor to be on the call, and I'm just thrilled being able to be with you tonight. And as Mary shared, I am fortunate to be both an investor in Ambit when Ambit started back in 2006, and also for 2 years now. In fact, I think tomorrow or Tuesday is our second anniversary with Ambit. Nora and I will be celebrating 2 years as a consultant. And I do like and I appreciate the opportunity to share how we first were invited to become investors, or how we learned about the opportunity to be an investor, and then why we also chose to become consultants as well. Well, I'll try to be quick, but to tell you the story about how Nora and I were invited to become original investors with Ambit, you have to go back to 1957. That's when my grandmother, Mary Crowley, started a home decor party plan direct selling network marketing company in Dallas, Texas, called Home Interiors and Gifts. She started it quickly. My father joined her, and together, over 48 years, we grew that to be a billion-dollar enterprise in multiple countries with 130,000 decorating consultants. And I was fortunate to be the third generation of our family to become CEO and chairman of that company. My grandmother was able to introduce me. In fact, she took me to the White House, introduced me to presidents. I've met world leaders, incredible dignitaries. Home Interiors and its success also allowed my father in 1980 to found the Dallas Mavericks NBA franchise. He was the founding owner when we brought the franchise to Dallas, and of course it's been an exciting summer for us as we celebrated the NBA championship. And speaking of sports, we were so proud of our Rangers. They fell short of the Cardinals. But anybody that was thinking about watching Sunday night football tonight can go ahead and turn it off. The Eagles are just killing the Cowboys. So there is no reason to go back and watch that carnage anymore. So, again, I'm glad you're on the call. But Home and Tears opened up lots of doors to me. And one of those doors that it opened up was to get involved really at an early age with the Direct Selling Association, known as the DSA. The Direct Selling Association is the industry trade group of direct selling. You know, there are probably some 2,000 to 3,000 direct selling companies at any one time in the United States. But only about 300 of those companies have chosen to abide by the Code of Ethics of the Direct Selling Association. Only about 300 companies have chosen to participate and pay their fair shares in an association that not only protects the direct selling opportunity, but also the conduit and the customers or consumers of our product, meaning those consultants on the call. And so, there are probably 3,000 companies, as I said, but only about 300 of them are members of the Direct Selling Association. And I was fortunate that Home Interiors was one of those. So I served on boards. In fact, Nora and I both served on boards and committees for probably 20 years. And in 2002 and 2003, I was elected by my peers to be chairman of the Direct Selling Association. So the opportunity of being chairman of Home Interiors, being chairman and of the Direct Selling Association, just really allowed me to meet lots of wonderful people, be well-versed in the industry and well-connected throughout the organizations. And because of that, it opened up a door for me to get a phone call from Jerry Thompson in 2006. I'd known Jerry since about 1994. He and I were both involved in a group in Dallas called Young Presidents Organization. I was president of Home Interiors. He was president of Caprock Communications. And so we had a social relationship and knew his wife, Carolyn. And, of course, they just have a great legacy in Dallas of he and his father and their family. And so it was for him to give me a call wasn't unusual, but when he explained what he was calling about, this is in 2006, Jerry called basically to ask me some questions. He told me about the fundamentals he had assembled to start an energy business. In fact, he already had a handful of customers. He was already provisioning those customers. He had the ability to gather customers, put them on the system, but he had yet decided how he would launch his company. How would he differentiate himself? How would he add value? And as he had talked to individuals about his goals to being the finest and most respected retail energy company in the country, he repeatedly told people, I want loyal customers, I want low turnover, high retention, and I want to create an environment where we have low accounts payables or doubtful accounts, people that don't pay their electric bill. And someone encouraged him he should at least consider and investigate what Kenny Trout did in Dallas, Texas with XL Communication. As you know, XL Communication took advantage of the deregulation of telecom and in 7 years grew to a $1 billion enterprise, went public with one of the most successful public offerings ever. And the reason they were so successful and oversubscribed in their public offering was they had loyal customers, high retention of customers, low turnover, and a very small percentage of bad debts of their customers. You may be thinking, well, didn't XL Communication eventually go out of business? Unfortunately, they did, but not because they were a network marketing or a direct selling company. It was because the product they were marketing, which was long-distance rates, evaporated. You and I will pick up our cell phone and dial a number, not even putting one in front of it. We'll dial across the country or across the world, not thinking twice about it. But in the 80s and early 90s, when XL Communication was at its peak, it was the opportunity of long-distance rates. When people would be charging 40 cents a minute or whatever those rates were, there was an environment. And unfortunately, that environment changed. So as Jerry investigated and really looked at what XL did, he was just really intrigued with it and really saw a wonderful partnership between a public utility and a direct selling network marketing sales organization to gather customers. And so on paper, he was convinced this was the path he wanted to take, but he knew very few people that had ever been involved in direct selling or network marketing, and hence that's why he gave me a call in 2006. Basically with two questions. He outlined his business strategy and what he was thinking about doing if he would use direct selling, but he asked me the question, would he embarrass himself if he got involved in direct selling or network marketing? And secondly, is would there be any risk that he'd bring shame and dishonor to his father and uncle and the legacy of the Southland Company and the 7-Eleven franchises? Well, we had a great conversation. Again, I talked an awful lot about the Direct Selling Association. I mentioned it earlier, but the Direct Selling Association, one of the reasons there's only 300 member companies is that they take a year to approve you for membership. I encouraged Jerry that he needed to apply for membership as soon as he made the decision to partner with Direct Selling. And the reason I say that is because the Direct Selling Association, they first of all, they review your compensation plan. They review your contracts with your independent contractors. They also do background checks on key executives. They'll check with Better Business Bureau, State Attorney General's offices, to make sure there is not the hint of anything inappropriate. And then every 3 years, your company is reviewed again moving forward. And so I encourage Jerry that if he did anything, make sure he applied for membership and agreed to abide by the code of ethics. Of course, when he told me his vision statement to be the finest and most respected, I couldn't argue with that. And then secondly, he told me that he never wanted to sacrifice integrity for growth, and I also found that to be very meaningful. Well, we had a great conversation, and we hung up, and I didn't really know which way Jerry was going. I knew that the goal of his call was to gather information. He wasn't asking me to make a recommendation. It was just to give him my opinion of the industry. Well, a few weeks later, Jerry does call back. And with excitement and energy in his voice, he talks about the goal that he has made the decision to use network marketing, direct selling, to be the vehicle for his new company to gather customers. And then he tells me the name of the company. It's going to be called Ambit Energy. Well, I love the word ambit because the word ambit means circle of influence or sphere of influence. And where will your circle of influence or sphere of influence take you? I talk about getting that, find out what your ambit can do. Where can your ambit take you and how you can meaningfully grow your ambit? He was all excited. He then told me that he partnered with Chris Chambliss to bring and really focus on the compensation plan and the marketing of Ambit Energy. And I'm delighted. I had not met Chris a lot, but I knew of his reputation and his high moral fiber and was just thrilled to know that he was partnering with Jerry to grow this business. And then the most exciting thing is Jerry said, Joy, we're about to kick off, but we still have a little bit more money we'd like to raise, and so we've carved out some equity for friends of the family, and we'd like to invite you and Nora to be investors with Ambit. So without hesitation, just on the reputation and the integrity of Jerry and Chris, Nora and I wrote a check to be investors in Ambit. Now, people ask me, why did I write that check? Well, I wrote that check to see if Ambit would work. Certainly I believed in Chris, I believed in Jerry, but it was still a long shot. I gave it a 1 in 20 1 in 5 chance of success, meaning a 5%, 95% chance it wouldn't succeed, but a 5% chance it would. Well, then from that point on, every month we would get an email, how many customers, how many consultants. And quickly we saw those numbers begin to grow. We immediately saw the expansion throughout Texas and then into New York and eventually in Illinois. That first full year of business, almost $40 million of sales. That second full year growing to almost $200 million. And during the third full year of business, Nora and I as investors received an email inviting us as investors to come to Ambition. Ambition is the annual sales conference or event for Ambit every Labor Day weekend. If you've been in Ambit, hopefully you had a chance to join us this past Labor Day weekend. If you're new to the business, you want to make sure that you put Labor Day 2012 on your calendar to not miss it. And Nora and I attended as investors, basically to just get a better feel of our investments. Of course, the success of the company, it was becoming a larger presence in our portfolio and something we were increasingly proud of. Well, it didn't take long for us to be there. First of all, we were so very impressed with Chris and Jerry. I'd known them personally, but I'd never seen them in front of a group of marketing consultants. I'd never heard them speak on a stage before, and how impressed I was with Jerry and just equally astounded with what Chris. But really, it was the caliber of individuals that were attracted to Ambit that impressed me. Hearing Brian McClure sort of give his success testimony, and the fact that I don't think he even knew investors were in the audience, but he thanked the investors for helping make Ambit happen. You know, Nora and I, we're one of the smaller investors, but I do know that Jerry has repeatedly said that when he made that phone call to him, I probably couldn't have talked him into the business, but I could have talked him out of using direct selling and network marketing. So when I heard Brian sort of thank the investors, that meant a lot. But as we went on today and we heard more and more success testimonies, we heard and met consultants from every race, creed, shape, and size that were growing their Ambit business. And as the day came to an end, we're sitting beside Jerry Thompson's wife, Carolyn. And as the day comes to an end, she gives my wife, Nora, a big hug and says, y'all should do this. Well, we looked at each other, and as fast as we could get out of that room, we got out of there, got in my pickup truck, and we're heading home. Because she was asking us to invest $429 more. We'd invested a lot of money 4 years ago, but she was asking for $429 more. And more importantly, she was asking us to be consultants. No one's ever asked us to be a consultant before. They've asked us to serve on their advisory board or board of directors or do a strategic analysis form or to do a study or for a cup of coffee to talk about the industry. But no one's ever asked us to be consultants for their business before or to market or sell their product. And so we got in the car almost laughing, saying, can you believe what Carolyn just asked us to do? And as we're driving home, again, we're just talking about, I can't believe no one's ever done that. And then I remembered something my grandmother used to say. And my grandmother founded Home and Tears when she was 44 years of age. And repeatedly, she would talk to her sales organization and share that she had the confidence that on any day she could go back and pick up that sales kit and start from scratch and build that business again. And she had the confidence that she could always take care of her family and her needs by being able to pick up that kit and market the home decorative accessories. Even though I was the third generation of our family to be at the helm of the business, I had never picked up that kit before. And I began to really question, even though I've been at the helm of a billion-dollar business, I've been the chairman of the Direct Selling Association and the Direct Selling Education Foundation, very, very successful career and wonderful legacy of my father and grandmother, I'd never picked up a kit. I'd never recruited anybody personally. I'd never closed a sale. Even though we don't sell electricity, I'd never signed anybody up to be a customer before. And so really the question of, could we do this? You know, we invested 4 years ago or 5 years ago now anonymously. We didn't put our name and reputation out there as investors. But when we started thinking about, would we invest $429, we knew we'd put our name and reputation and our goodwill associated with that on the line. But Nora and I began to really think about, we want to do this for two things. We had our why. Our first why was to prove to ourselves that we could do it. I've been teaching direct selling for 30 years. Nora's been teaching it for 20 years. And my grandmother used to say, those that do, do, those that can't teach. And I'd only been teaching. So the real challenge was to prove to myself that I could grow a business and begin to build an income in direct selling and network marketing. That was our first why. We've achieved that. But our second why is, and we're still aiming for this one, is we want to earn a trip. I've traveled the world. I've been anywhere I wanted to be, but I've never earned a trip. I've paid for trips. I've won trips, but I've never earned one. And one of our goals in Ambit is to achieve the success trip that they have each year. Only 20 individuals take this trip, the top 10 point getters and executive consultants and senior consultants. We're not there yet, but that's still one of our goals, is to achieve that. And it's one of the things that it drives us and excites us. Even though we only work part-time with Ambit, it's one of our goals is to accomplish that. So as we were thinking about that and the excitement of Carolyn, we really thought about, why wouldn't we do this? And so we called Jerry and Chris back and said, hey, by the way, we want to become consultants. I don't think they knew what Carolyn had asked us. In fact, Carolyn, that same ambition, also recruited her father-in-law, Jerry Thompson Sr., who the Jerry Thompson Leadership Award is announced for. And so they double-checked, were we sure, and said, no, we want to get started. And so as Carolyn being our sponsor, Nora and I invested $429, in 30 days promoted to regional, and then in about 4 months promoted to senior, and then a year and a half after that, just again doing the business part-time, had promoted to executive consultant. The people ask us, why did we choose Ambit? Because we could have chosen to partner with anybody in the industry. And I like to remind you, these are the same things that they close every business presentation with. We chose Ambit because it was the perfect product. By being a service, I've been in the product business. Home decor, candles, sconces. We had candles in our garage, in our attic, in the car. This is the perfect product. I don't deliver candles. I don't pick up candles. I don't have the fear. Every time I would hear about a house fire, I would always be scared to death was it one of our candles. I don't have that concern with Ambit. The power of part-time. As you're talking to individuals, remember, they don't have to stop doing what you're doing to participate with Ambit. Nora and I probably spend 15 to 18 hours a week, sometimes more, sometimes less, but about average. And the timing is perfect because of the opportunities we have ahead of us. I repeatedly say that I'm consultant number 62,547. And I believe I have every opportunity the first 10 people in the door had. And as you're out sharing the business this week, you'll be talking with potential consultant number 135,000. And I believe they have every opportunity as number 62,547. And I still have every opportunity number 1 through 10. Brian McClure has three things on me that I can't replace. He has a three-state, 40-month lead, and he's willing to work about 10 times harder than I am. But I have a ground floor opportunity with Ambit, and so do you. Also, the compensation plan that Ambit has, what Chris has brought to Ambit with the fundamentals that was developed with Excel, but he even made it better as he reviewed it, and the unlimited opportunities for us to earn residual income and bonuses as leaders in the company. Once you promote to regional or senior, being able to have unlimited depth of those leadership bonuses. An incredible business opportunity based on what you start. Now, Nora and I initially committed to a 2-year start. We've now committed to a 5-year start in this business. And if you signed up and invested $429 to give it a try, that's not a commitment. I challenge you, regardless of when you signed up or when you invested your $429, that you make that commitment of what your start's going to be. Don't make it a week or a month, but nothing less than a year or 2 years. Because 20 years from today, Ambit will still be sending me a check. 20 years from today, I won't be doing Ambit. And that's one that's exciting about this compensation plan. It rewards you for what you start. But make sure you've got a start that you can be proud of. Don't just give it a try. And so Nora and I, as we look back in the excitement of now being executive consultants, and we're so excited about our team in Texas and Illinois and a wonderful team in Maryland and the beginnings of a team in Pennsylvania and New York, we're just delighted to be associated with the Ambit family, knowing that this year over $700 million will be achieved with Ambit, and next year being over $1 billion. Friday morning, I had a breakfast with Jerry Thompson. We get together about once every 5 or 6 months, sort of as an investor, sort of just a catch-up, and he sort of sets my consultant hat to the side and talks about the investment, talks about the business, but we quickly always go back to the consultant side, and he asked me about our business, asked me about our team. I couldn't be happier or prouder of the partnership with Chris and Jerry, with Brian and with the other executive consultants that we partner with, primarily in Dallas, with Adam and Michelle Carey, Richard and Marianne Waytho, and the new executive consultant, Jared Abshire. So it has been a delight to sort of share a little bit about how we found Ambit and how we chose to become investors and consultants. Adam Carey will often ask me, do I wish I'd invested more 5 years ago? Well, if knowing what I know now, if I'd had a chance to invest more, certainly I wish I would have invested more. And I don't normally have regrets, but if I was to have any regret, I regret that I didn't invest $429 a little bit earlier. So for those of you that are on the call as members of our team, I applaud you. We're excited that you're here. And if there's somebody that you're visiting with the business, I hope you'll maybe reach out with some of this story about don't let them ever regret that they didn't invest $429 now to get started versus waiting till later. I'm going to turn it back over to Mary. We may have some questions to go through and then some other follow-up. Mary?
Yeah, one of the things that, I've heard your story hundreds of times, and it never gets old, Joey, and one of the things I'm just present to is, thank God Carolyn Thompson said to Nora, you guys should do this, because the reality is, what does she have to lose in asking you guys or saying that to you guys? And that's what I kind of want to leave people with is, what do you have to lose by asking somebody, hey, you should take a look at this, or you should do this? And, I know, Joey, you and Nora have tons and tons of experience in network marketing, and you guys have been on the other side of direct sales, and you've seen lots of things happen. You've had lots of successes. But what are some of the things that you are so glad you knew before you even walked in as a consultant in Ambit Energy that you already had under your belt that you wish other people knew?
Well, Mary, I think repeatedly. In fact, Nora and I went to a direct selling association dinner that was held, probably back in February here in Dallas. And there is a new president of the Direct Selling Association, someone I've known for, 20 years, that has just been promoted to president of the association. And he had a sort of whistle-stop tour, and he was doing a stop in Dallas, and over a period of 3 nights was having dinner. Dallas is a real hub of direct selling network marketing activity. And so there were about 15 to 18 executives and spouses that night that had gathered. And we went around the room, and everybody sort of said, well, I'm so-and-so, I'm president of XYZ company, I'm so-and-so, I'm chief marketing officer, I'm chief financial officer. And it got around to Nora and I, and people knew that we invested in direct selling, and we got the thrill of saying we're Nora and Joey Carter, and we're, at the time, senior consultants with Ambit Energy. And you could have heard a pin drop as everybody sort of turned and said, y'all are doing what? And so everybody, it was unique to see the conversation change. People wanted to hear our story about how we became consultants with Ambit and investors. But then they all sort of in unison asked the question, now that we're a consultant, what have we learned on this side of the business after having spent together 50 combined years on the other side of the corporate business? And I think the answer that we gave them, well, not the answer I think we gave them, I know, is that we told them if we didn't know what we knew about direct selling, if we didn't know from our experiences of 50 years, if I didn't know from all the success stories and lives I've seen change from direct selling, I have to be honest, we would have already quit this business 3 times. You know, we only invested $429. So when my college roommate said no to being my customer, if I didn't know what I know now, I would have quit. Because I have a lot of faith in my college roommate. If he thought I was crazy to be partnering with Ambit and wouldn't be my customer, I would have quit because it was only $429. Or a few weeks later, the first time I had a new consultant that just needed one customer to trigger a bonus and just didn't pay any attention to it and treated it very lackluster and just walked away from a bonus and walked away from Ambit, I would have quit if I didn't know what I know now. You know, I learned from my grandmother, you never stop at the first no. And so too often, yes, as you've heard, I wish, I believe it's Phil Eckert or Steve Thompson says, the people that succeed in Ambit are the people that don't look at it as a $429 investment, but look at it as a $429,000 investment. Because people will walk away from $429 like it's a penny on the sidewalk. And if I didn't know what I knew now, I would have already done that. I'd have walked away when my college roommate said no to being a customer. I'd have walked away from this business the first time a new consultant just didn't trigger a bonus because it wasn't important enough to them. They couldn't see, why would I work? Why am I? It's only $100. It wasn't important enough. And Nora and I didn't join this business for $100. But we know that when a new consultant doesn't reach out to achieve that $100 bonus, that the odds are not in their favor that they will succeed long term. Sure, there are people that do, but we have found achieving that first bonus is one of the key triggers to building a successful business. And the first time someone did that, the first time that I thought I understood the comp plan or had a question, and maybe the first time I misunderstood something, if it's only $429, I'd have walked away from this business if I didn't know what I know now. And what I know now, and again learning from Brian McClure, is that consistent, persistent effort, whether it's 30 minutes a day, 3 hours a day, or 30 hours a week, that just being diligent with this business, constantly moving forward, but over a period of time, what might seem as a small start with the first check, residual check being $10, $12, that check will grow and become meaningful, and as we've heard before, can change your zip code and change your lifestyle. You know, also one of the things I think Nora and I had to be careful of is that we had to almost erase a lot of what we learned from Home and Tier. Certainly we learned from the industry that it's constant, it's persistent effort. But it was also important that we learn the Ambit plan, that we earn the 6 steps that we learn in Jumpstart training, that we start out with that written list, that really is our working capital we bring to the business. And it was difficult for me to separate the invitation from the presentation. And as much as I wanted people to join the business because my name is Joey Carter, that's not why someone will join the business. If they don't see an opportunity for them, and if I try to make the invitation and the presentation all about following Joey Carter like I was some Pied Piper, but I think one of the mistakes Nora and I continue to have to reflect on is not going to our old system and plugging into the Ambit system. There is a proven system there, and when that we continue to plug into that system, not adding to it or taking away from it, we find ourselves to be the most successful and the most rewards and of our new consultants, triggering bonuses, but also beginning to make an income of their own. And so I think that has been the most important thing, is that, first of all, there is a system here. Plug into it. Don't reinvent the wheel. I'm fortunate to be a pilot, and I love flying. I've been flying since 1980. And when I learned how to fly an airplane, we started in a small 150 Cessna. It only has six instruments, and everything is based on those six instruments. And later, you know, now I'm fortunate that I fly Falcon business jets and other different types of executive jets and helicopters and jet Rangers. And you know, I love it when people come up and look over my shoulder, and there's thousands of buttons and switches, and they just think I'm the smartest guy in town. What I don't tell them is that I only look at six instruments. That's, you know, if I'm ever flying and things get critical or things are in a crisis or my business is not going where I want it to do, as a pilot, I focus on six instruments. I don't get all caught up on the hot water for the coffee pot, but I know what six instruments are critical to our business. And so I think what's important is that so many times people try to bring a lot of accessories into our business, and just focusing on the system, those six steps of the plan, and don't add or take away from it. That's really what we've learned. Mary, that was a long answer to a short question, so I'll turn it back over to you now.
Oh, I was hoping you'd talk a little bit more because I'm taking notes on that. You know, I was going to ask you also, you know, you and Nora have seen a lot of people and had lots of success, and I know you've run across your you know, hurdles in the business. Did you ever have the thought that, you know, maybe the business works for some people and maybe it just isn't going to work for you and Nora? I mean, did you ever have the thought, or did you put that aside in growing your business?
Well, I think that if, Mary, that's a great, if we had approached this business, let's invest $429 and give it a try, we would have repeatedly asked that question, are we doing the right thing? But because we invested with a 2-year commitment, and we also had the commitment that we were going to make this happen. We weren't going to stop at the first no. And again, something else I learned from my grandmother is that we made the decision day one, a commitment to this business. All too often, I believe people that approach this business saying they're going to give it a try, every morning they make a decision, are they going to do Ambit or not? Well, we don't wake up every morning asking the question, are we going to do Ambit or not? Yes, we're executive consultants now. You may say, well, of course, as an executive consultant, they don't ask that question. But the day after we wrote the check for $420 with a credit card, we didn't ask ourselves the next day, every day, were we doing Ambit or not? We've already made that decision. I learned it from my grandmother. It's something as simple as whether or not you're going to go to Sunday school on every Sunday. We don't wake up every Sunday and everybody around the kitchen table decide, are we going to church or not? We made that decision once. And so we don't have to make that. We don't have to spend the time on that decision anymore. So making that decision once, and we made a 2-year commitment, and we didn't wait till the last day of 2 years, which would be tomorrow, to decide if we were going to renew that commitment. We made that commitment earlier. We've now made a 5-year commitment to Ambit. So there won't be a question of, are we doing Ambit today? And not that we go out to do Ambit, we do Ambit while we're out. But it's not a question that we rethink and revisit every day. And so if you've invested in Ambit and considering, I'm just going to give it a try and see if it works, Ambit already is proven. I invested as a shareholder 5 years ago to find out if Ambit works. Ambit is proven. Ambit's going to reach $700 million this year, $1 billion next year. The question of whether Ambit works no longer is in doubt. Now, I invested $429 to see if Joey and Nora would work. Now, we're still working towards our goals. We've still got much larger goals to accomplish. But as I tell people, I invested in Ambit in 2006 to see if it works. I invested in being a consultant to see if we would work. But we made the decision once, committed to Ambit, and don't make it every day. Because if you have to have that question, then we really haven't committed ourselves to the business. And usually that means your why is not big enough. And so it starts with the why. And Mary, I'll turn it back to you.
Hey, Joey. You talked about earlier the six steps, you know, that you've learned in Ambit. Would you quickly go over those six steps for everybody?
Okay, I will do that. Mary, you chime in if I get them out of order here because I'm but really, the steps are the business plan of Ambit. First of all, it starts with your written list. And that's where this business begins, with the written list. It is your working capital. You may think it's $429, but the value you bring to Ambit is not that check. The value you bring to Ambit is your circle of influence. It is your written list. The second step is the invitation. That's inviting someone to just look at the business or to look at the opportunity. We're not selling anybody. We're not trying to convince anybody, but it is simply the invitation to look at the plan. The third step is the presentation. That is allowing someone to see the plan, whether that be from a Success from Home magazine, whether that be from your websites, whether it be Energy 526 or Why Ambit Works, or going to a business presentation in a hotel or a luncheon or an in-home presentation or a one-on-one where you show the DVD. It's not combining the two. So we have written list, we have invitation, we have presentation, and then we have, and now I'm going blank without my list here, but it's validation. It is when someone has watched the business plan, it's really, I guess, the step in here is asking them, does this make sense for them or someone they know? I learned a long time ago that in this business, or in any business, don't ask questions that can get a negative answer. I have to do a little side check. You know, I learned how to ask someone for a date, and when I would follow up, if I was going out with Nora on Friday night, on Thursday I didn't call Nora and say, hey, are we still going out on Friday? Because I just asked the question that could get a negative answer. I would never call and say, are we still going out? You may do the same thing when you've invited someone to go to a hotel meeting or to go to a business presentation. Don't call them the night before and say, hey, are we still going? You've just given them permission to say no to you. So never ask a question that can get a negative answer. That's why I like asking someone after they've seen the business model is did this make sense to them? Very, very unusual to get a negative answer versus, yes, it made sense. They understand that, you know, deregulation of electricity, and then be able to ask them, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you're ready to get started, 1 being you have lots of questions, where would you be? And then go into the validation. The validation is to have someone be secure in their decision or to be insecure in their thinking. And you do that with a variety of tools that Ambit has. And this really becomes, Mary, I may be blending steps 4, 5, and 6 here, but that's really where you encourage someone to go to a hotel meeting or to follow up with a magazine if they haven't seen the magazine. The most important is a three-way call. And not always with your sponsor or your business partners, but it could be someone that is on the equal level that you've met in a meeting. It is so important to be going to meetings, because when you go to a business presentation and hear those stand up as regional consultants and seniors and executives, and you learn of their backgrounds, if I know of somebody in the auto business, I want them visiting to someone that has a background in the auto industry. If I talk to someone in banking, I want them to meet a banker, an attorney. And that many times is that validation three-way call. And that validation is not just on someone considering the decision, but even on someone that's already made the decision to join your business. A new consultant, do a three-way call with them, with your business partner. And even, you know, our national consultant, Brian McClure, has made himself available. Now, I don't use him for every prospect that I have, but someone of a serious caliber, I will partner with Brian McClure to do those three-way validation events. Of course, the hotel meetings are another great tool, or a business presentation is a validation event. And then you just keep doing that again and again, that cycle. And so, Mary, I may have gotten them out of order. You may have to clarify something that I've missed there on those steps. I may have gotten them out of sequence, but that really is our business model. And for me to try to reinvent the wheel using the home interiors plan with Ambit would not be successful. because there I was trying to sell you that you needed to change your walls every 3 months. I'm not trying to sell you anything with Ambit. I'm just trying to help you get something you're already buying, natural gas and electricity, at a lower rate with some incredible benefits, and then also a wonderful business opportunity as well. Mary, help me if I missed something there.
No, that was awesome. You actually can get the details of that if for any of you who missed it or need more information on the system. You can go to your Power Zone, go to ambitenergy.com, do the consultant login, and then go to Ambit University, and you can watch the intensified training videos. And it breaks down that six-step system with very, very detailed videos where you can follow that information. And one of the things, thank you so much, Joey, for sharing your story and sharing your experience with us. And one of the things I want to just emphasize that's had Joey and Nora be really successful in this business is not that they had a ton of network marketing experience under their belt. What they brought to the table is they brought their work ethic that they've always had, that consistency that Joey speaks about. And the other thing they brought is a willingness to be coachable. Although they had a ton of experience in network marketing, they recognized that they did not have experience and success in Ambit Energy yet. And they followed those that already had success in Ambit Energy, and they took the coaching from those who were already successful, and they put what they knew to the wayside and just focused in on what is it that people who are successful in Ambit doing? What are the things that they tell me that we need to be doing, and what are the things that we're going to do inside of that? And that actual being coachable is the thing that I stress with everybody in this business. You might have a ton of success in your past and in your lifetime, but that success may not translate directly with Ambit Energy. However, the work ethic and the willing to be coachable that had you get to that success will serve you well in Ambit Energy. And, you know, we're actually going into the home stretch of the end of the year, and very typical in November and December, people start taking off. People start getting in holiday mode. They start doing things that are fun rather than things that are actually forward what they're committed to. I invite each and every one of you on this call to listen and say, listen, what are the things that I want to accomplish in my Ambit business between now and the end of the year? What is it that I'm going to accomplish in, over the next 60 days that's going to say, hey, on December 31st, 2011, I'm going to say, man, I ended the year with a bang. What are the things that you can do that's going to set your 2012 up for success? And you start to look and you start to work with people that are mentoring you in the business and create a game worth playing for. You know, the end of the year is a great time to expose people to the business. You will be speaking to and seeing people that you don't normally see. And the natural progression of conversation is, what are you up to? You know, funny you should ask. I'm glad you asked about that. I'm so excited about this new business that we started. And you want to start getting people to any training events that are happening. There are a lot of training events happening towards the end of the year. There's Power Trip that's happening in Dallas that only happens twice a year. If you've got a training event that is within driving distance, and I'm talking anywhere at 6 hours or less is I think is easy driving distance, get you and your people to those training events. End the year off with a bang, and don't let up. You know, the way that you end this year will set yourself up for what happens in 2012. If you want your 2012 to be far better than 2011, you got to end 2011 with a bang. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn the call back over to Bear. Thank you so much, Joey, for sharing everything that you shared on the call. I want to turn it back over to Bear so that everybody else can thank Joey for his input and his time tonight as well.
Guys, I want to thank both of you for that call. That was awesome. I'm going to open the lines. Folks, tell them thank you. Here we go.